Hello, I'm Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, promoting civil government school system abolition. I once had somebody tell me that the notion of civil government school system abolition is abstract. In other words, abolition is irrelevant to our everyday lives. The thought was that abolition is so heavenly minded that it is no earthly good. The fact that there is a civil government school system is anything but irrelevant. It is anything but abstract. The civil government school system costs money. We pay for it. That impedes our ability to feed, clothe, and shelter our children. It takes away from our ability to privately educate our children. Those things are earthly good with a mind towards heaven, as it is pure evangelism to the next generation, mainly our own children. In Martin Luther's book, The Bondage of the Will, he chastises Erasmus, to whom he was writing, to tell him that the debate over free will versus predestination is anything but abstract, anything but everyday irrelevant. Luther said free will versus predestination is a doctrine worth debating because it affects whether someone spends eternity apart or with Jehovah. My message to you is civil government school system abolition is not a kind of irrelevant abstract. It is not similar to academics, intellectuals, and theologians arguing over whether God can create a rock that is too big for him to lift. The civil government school system is, in my estimation, the greatest hindrance to a Christian revival here in America. It steals our money and tells lies to our children. Doctrine is worth fighting over. Luther knew it, which is why he risked his life to do battle with the Roman Catholic hierarchy. Abolition is worth fighting over. I know it, and now that you know it, you can engage in the battle. And I predict we will win. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingtheColiseum.com.